Lolita.com. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee and Lolita. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
Hi, everyone. Happy New Moon in Virgo tonight. We are officially doing a show on a new moon in Virgo as of 10:15. So what a way to have a intuitive show and get a reading, because this is where you get your answers on the highest vibrational form. So I'm happy.
Awesome.
Timed out good.
All right. And do you have anything to share with us tonight?
Yeah, I definitely do. Before we go, before I read about my little article that I just found on the new moon for tonight, I wanted to read a little excerpt of it. We do have a special, everyone. We are promoting a new moon in Virgo special, $15 for 1 hour. That package must be booked by midnight at www.howpsychic.com. We do have another package available. Anyone that does book a $15 special will get one spiritual root work done on one issue that you have. The regular price on that is usually $75, and it is now $45, and that will be for one issue in your life that you're having problems in, you can't move forward. And that will be for only people that booked that $15 for that one-hour reading special. All right. So since we have a new moon in Virgo tonight, I wanted to share a little something. I do see that we have a lot of callers on hold. Just bear with me. I like to share information when we do have new moons and full moons, because I think they're very, very powerful in our own lives. So let me just go over this really quick. I'll talk a little fast here. Hold on. All right. So there's one article that I found, and it's by Molly Hall. This is a time of extreme chaos and stress for so many. What can you strip away that will bring you more peace and clarity? Cutting out background noise is a great start. Combining errands so you have more time to unwind. Leaving space for integrating, walking in nature, simply being, resting, exercising, purifying in the bath. This is a great new moon to commit mind, body, and soul to your healthiest life. Virgo is a physically sensitive sign, and less is more. It's a big window for healing, especially for those overwhelmed, feeling anxious, and at your wit's end. This is a fresh start portal for healing an overtaxed mind and tracing its effects to the body. Working backwards, taking time to digest your experience calms the mind and creates more pace. Big rewards of well-being, mental brilliance, ability to change, come from creating that is spaciousness. Being able to come down from the mania of your time is a key to thriving. This may mean facing the root cause of your anxiety or fear. As you deal with personal demons, you're freer to make wise choices and act spontaneously on your guidance. Many of those aspects in this chart provoke and support a new beginning that's more alive, wild, and colorful. And this new moon is a preparation lunation to integrate, fill the well, and set up daily routines that will see you through any dark and chaotic times ahead. It's easy to let the day slip away, and sometimes it's easier to do busy work than make progress in areas that we find deeply fulfilling. Only you know if you're spinning your wheels with productive, busy work. This new moon is a challenge to center activities on true calling or to start carving out some time to dig into the goals that feel substantial and longstanding. What's crowding out the good stuff in your personal garden? What's overgrown so much that it blocks the light? This can be a time of elimination, purging, detoxing. It could be quite dramatic because some weeds become intertwined with the roots. It could be behaviors that feel false, like being too nice or acting like everything is okay if it's not. It could be placing yourself below or above in the pecking order. It could be undervaluing your worth. This is a potent time to gain clarity on your strengths, resources, and allies. There's probing insight and perhaps an aha or two about what's worth cultivating and building upon. Where's your fertile ground? We live in fear-driven culture that's turned worry into precise art. but it's a low vibe that makes us less effective in changing whatever is wrong. It's a good time at the new moon to surrender to the void and possibility that things can change in unexpected ways. It's a relief not to know how things will turn out and to experiment with accepting uncertainty. What practical steps can you take to avoid this outcome you're fearing? I like the word concern because of the consciousness and service-oriented attitude of Virgo. How can you take that concern and turn it into action? This could be a powerful time to take an action, even if it feels like a drop in the bucket. The change of spirit comes from doing it. Virgo is about wholeness with a discerning eye for what's missing or out of balance. Sometimes all it takes is being by yourself a little while to clear your head. This is an adaptable earth sign, meaning it's very opportune for sudden flashes of another way to do or be. If you're nuts or at a dead end, lie on Mother Earth and let her hold you a while and the untangling new doors open, and which could feel like a fresh start. So that is what the new moon in Virgo means tonight.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So I would suggest
awesome.
Everyone out there tonight, just light a white candle, do some meditation, and, again, I'm a firm believer in full moon, new moons. You just go out there and just, it's a powerful time to really let things go that are not serving you any purpose at this time.
Oh, yes, that is so true. All right, everyone, we're going to now begin to take callers here. If you have any questions on what Lolita was reading, go ahead and feel free to even ask her. But we're going to go ahead and begin to take callers once more. You're going to want to go ahead and take advantage of the specials that we have. Just go over to our website and check it out before midnight tonight, Eastern Standard Time. The website is howpsychic.com. All right, Lolita, you ready to take our first caller?
Yes. Before I go, I want to announce another website. I've known this gentleman for a long time, and I know there's somebody out there sometimes that may need help in their own personal life as far as their mortgage, their credit card, or anything with debt, or any issues. Definitely take a look at this website. I have found some relief. Go to www.relieveyourdebt.com. It's also posted on our website. Definitely reach out if you guys have any questions. I know I have been helped with this person. And so if you have any questions on that, give me a call too on that side. All right, I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's do this. We got a lot of callers.
Wonderful. All right, who's our first caller today?
All right, area code 941-614. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. 954-614. Please
Hello.
State your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, I'm Amanda. I'm calling from New York, and I just want to know if there's anything that I should know about the upcoming semester of school.
Okay, you're going to have to repeat your question here a little bit because you went a little too quiet on it.
Oh, sorry. My name is Amanda. I'm from New York, and I want to know if there's anything that I should know about the upcoming semester of school, because I just started school again.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Well, the first energy that I'm picking up on about this is that you are going to do well. You need to boost your confidence about it a little bit more, though, okay? And I feel that you're, for the most part, you're going to have teachers that are very willing to help you, very, right there. I don't see any real negative teachers except for one, and that's not even really negative. She just seems to be a little bit of a tough cookie when she comes down to teaching. She likes to see all of her students succeed, so she'll push you that extra hard, okay? But I really feel here that the school is going to go well for you. I see you making some good friends there. But I also see that there may be a love life situation unfolding for the better while you're in the school and you're going through the schooling. Okay?
Like, do you see me meeting the person in school?
We're going to stop right there.
But
I'm gonna intervene on that question, though. There's a reason why you're wondering about your future, and that's the ego, which is control, and figuring out what's going on. So what are you feeling right now that's making you think that way? Why are you feeling that way?
Well, because I just don't know, like, what I want to do in school. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, what my path is. Like, I don't know what direction I should take.
Okay, well, that's fine. We've all done that. What year are you in college? Your first year?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically you're in the same route with any first-year college student, so you're not wasting time, okay? You got to take your general studies no matter what the first 2 years, so you're not wasting time. What you could do is just sit back and analyze what you really want to do, and that takes your own inner strength, your own meditation, and try out different things. No one can guide you to that. Only you can guide yourself to that place. And so no matter what goes on next semester, you got to still learn. You're going to have teachers. They're going to be hard or easy. So the whole question really is, the whole question is you're trying to figure out what you want to do when you grow up, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to have to start picking at certain things. But guess what? You're okay because you're in your first 2 years before you make that transition.
Yeah,
Does that make sense? Okay, so go out there and have fun. Go out there and have fun. I remember when I was in my first year of college. Have fun with it, okay? Don't worry about what the semester is, because that's not your true question even. Your true question is, what are you going to do in school? What is your career? Not about what's going to go on next semester, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I just, like,
right.
I guess
so
I
that
just
should have been your
question.
Classes,
yeah.
Well, no matter what, you're going to have to take those classes anyway, because the first 2 years are all general studies, then.
Yeah.
You're good.
No,
you're good.
Right.
I want you to enjoy college life. You don't want to rush to the big world, okay? It's not fun. You don't want that.
Okay.
So enjoy college, enjoy your young life, and just experiment with many, many things in the next 6 months of your life that you feel like you want to do. I don't care if it's volunteering for a week. That's how you're going to figure it out.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You welcome, honey. Enjoy. I wish I was in college, so enjoy.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go on to the next question. Area code 3. Oh, hold on. Wrong button. She hung up quick. Area code 323-348. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Kahira. I'm calling from D.C., and I want to know what you guys see coming up in terms of my love life.
Hey, Kahira.
Hi.
All right. Now, let's see. Well, knowing the kind of situations that have gone on in your life and then feeling or seeing what I see happening here, Friday, do you have any plans going on for this upcoming Friday?
I'm going to be in New York, I think.
Okay. Because, honey, I'm seeing you sitting down to dinner, and I'm seeing you sitting down to a romantic dinner. You may be away in New York, but something's going to unfold here. I get Friday as being a very significant day. I really feel that the love life is going to start to take off. But right now, it's all about releasing it. You know how much we've been working towards it? Now it's about time to release it, not worry about it, and let it come to you.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Because I think I've heard you ask that question. You really got to let it go, and let it go tonight. You're in the perfect phase of letting it go. Do you mind if I ask you how old you are?
I'm 34.
Okay. I'm 39. I'm having fun. I'm letting the universe guide me to that right person, and I already know that because I have faith, and I trust, and I deserve a relationship. When we start seeking for love, it's a reflection of a void within ourselves. So I want you to get stronger within your own self and just know when that person comes, it's just meant for you. So while that's happening, you need to really work on your inner strength, do some meditation, go eat good, go work out. Do what you got to do for yourself, because if you want a person, you're going to get the same person that vibrationally where you're at this time. So why wait? Just know that you deserve that relationship. And when you understand that, you're going to get that. And you're going to know when it's a good timing, you're going to have faith. But you got to trust yourself, and you don't trust yourself.
And don't
There's
worry,
no
Kohira,
hope.
As you're evolving and you're letting it go, he's going to notice that, and then he's going to want to do better. He's going to want to show more progress. He's going to want to come in. He's going to want to be more committed, because it's all about leading by that example.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All
right. Thank you, Kohira.
I want you to have your. I want you to let your hair down on Friday in New York and just have fun, girl.
Okay, I will do that.
All right, just have fun. Trust me, have fun.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I will.
All right, all right. You got it.
You have fun.
Talk to you
bye
later. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
I think what happens is our culture really has put in rules on life, and that is the wrong thing that has been done in our lifetime. There's no rules. And I think what happens when people get an age, they fear. There's no rules mm-hmm. to this. We made rules. There's no such thing as rules. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's keep going. I was like, let's go. Area code 510-395. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Tasha. I'm calling from California, and I want to know, do you see me?
Honey, can we ask you to speak up just a wee bit more, because we can barely hear you here.
Yeah, my name is Tasha, and I'm calling from California, and I would like to know if you see me with a child right now.
If I see you with child?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you be more specific? Do you have children, or are you wanting
she's
children?
Asking if she's pregnant, I think.
Yeah.
Honey, I feel like you're there, you're ready to conceive, it just has not happened.
Okay.
All right, so now that I do not see you with child currently, but when you do ask this question in the future to anybody, please be a little bit more specific. Just ask if you are pregnant or if you are not pregnant. I know that that is the goal at this point. I know that you're going to reach that, but I think you're wanting it so much that it might be pushing it away a little bit. You got to relax and you got to just let it come. Now, I'm not saying let go of it at this point, but I am saying just relax and not worry about it. Let it come to you. Let it feel it out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Are you guys planning? Is this a planning thing? Or are you guys planning to have a child?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you some advice. My brother's a doctor. You can actually interfere with your own energy. You got to breathe. You got to let your body just, you got to go on its own. You cannot control and have it on a timely manner. And a lot of people don't realize that. That's why you see a lot of young ladies go to acupuncture. It's no difference of you just letting the universe allow it to do and let your body just flow. Just breathe. Relax. You're causing more stress on your body. You don't want to conceive a child that way.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we got BC Watson Amy. Please state where you're calling from and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Jerry. I'm calling from West Virginia. And
hey, Jerry.
Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, I was just calling to see if you guys can look into prospects for a love life in the future.
Okay, Jerry. Actually, there are two prospects, one from the past and one from the future. The one from the past seems to be coming up at the same time as the new one. The new one would be the one from the future. We are looking anywhere between the 25th and the 27th of this month, which is when you're going to start to see the person from the past coming back around. This is going to be between a couple weeks from now, and those are going to fall between the days of Tuesday and Thursday on that week. We are also seeing here where the newer person, they are going to be arriving somewhere around next month. I'm not quite sure on the exact time frame on that one. Now, this person from the past, I feel like they're trying to make a little bit of strides here, but they're really not putting in that effort. they're really not ready, and it's like they, in one way they want to be, and another way they don't want to put any other work into it because they don't want to recognize what's wrong with them. And the newest person may seem to be so much more ready and so much more in tune with being ready for a relationship, both mentally, physically, and even spiritually. I feel that right now, spiritually, you are quite almost there. You're, in fact, and ready for a relationship. However, I do feel that there is still a little bit of work you need to do on yourself to get there. Remember, and the message that I'm receiving is, remember, not all of us have to have a relationship to feel comfortable with our current lives. And sometimes it is best to focus on our own stability within our home and within our finances before receiving that perfect relationship. For we will only draw in what it is that we currently project.
Oh, sounds good.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call. Have a great night.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye. All right, we got Mary Lou. Welcome. What's your question, hon?
I was going to ask, I'm from New Orleans. I was going to ask if you see anything coming up work-wise.
Okay, if I see anything coming up work-wise, you were kind of breaking up there on me. So did I get it right?
I was stuttering.
Yeah.
I need work. I'm a freelancer. I need work to come in.
All right, Mary Lou. Well, I do see work coming in for you. Let me see here. All right. Now, apparently what I am being told is that this has been a place that you looked at already that is going to be reaching out to you. In fact, this is a place that you looked into a little while back, something that you kind of gave up on. Because, you know, you really didn't think you were going to hear from them. It's been that, you know, kind of like it's past that grace period, you know. But I do see them calling you back. While the position that they had originally may have been filled, another one opened up that I feel they would really much like to have you in there based upon your credentials and the way you handled yourself when applying with them.
I don't apply for work. I freelance. I get work. I do assignments.
Okay. Well, then something you were dealing with in the past or a previous assignment, okay, and it looks like that's going to yield you something for the future.
Okay. I just want to make sure enough comes in that I'm covered.
Oh, yes. It does look like you're going to be covered and then some.
That would be good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, area code 917705. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, guys. This is Sheila from New York.
Hello, Sheila. How can we help you today?
Well, I spoke to you about 3 weeks ago about somebody that I was interested in at my gym. And first, we finally exchanged phone numbers, and I'm just trying to see what is he coming up. We haven't spoken since, actually.
Okay, I didn't hear all of that, Sheila. I heard something about numbers and she.
Well, we exchanged phone numbers. Can you hear me now? We finally exchanged phone numbers.
Okay, yes.
On Thursday, and we haven't spoken since. I'm just curious, what do you see coming up?
Okay, let's see here. Well, I do see her coming back in. It's going to be a little while, though. That's kind of what I'm feeling here. It's going to be a little while, but she's going to end up reaching out to you. You're going to probably suggest, hey, why don't we hang out? And she's going to go for it. So I feel that that still has a good likelihood of working out and becoming something much more significant here for you, Ashiel.
So it's going to take a little while.
Yes, it is going to take a little while. That's what the spirits are telling me.
Because I was just going to wait and see what happened, actually, because since I made the first move in terms of, you know, exchanging phone numbers.
So yeah, that's understandable. And that is suggestible, you know, just wait, don't push it, just let it come to you. That seems to be the theme of today. But yes, it will be a little while, but she will come in, okay?
Would I get a phone call or something like that?
Well, I would assume so if I see her coming in.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right, area code 513708. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Deb. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Not a problem.
I just want to see if you see a pet that I had given up coming back into my life.
A cat that you had given up?
A pet. It was a dog.
A pet. Oh, okay, a pet. And if they're going to be coming back into your life here.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I feel that they are, but it's not going to be in the same form that they were before.
Okay.
So let me ask you the situation. Tell me about the situation. What happened?
Well, it was a little dog. He was about 9 months old, and I had was hopefully going to be getting more hours at work, and just out of, you know, the goodness of my heart, thinking that he shouldn't be, you know, left pinned up all day by, you know, himself, that I gave him up, and I gave him to a very wealthy family who had never exchanged any money. I had spent close to $1,500 on the dog and everything. Well, anyway, the hours fell through, and it's one of those things that I have regretted and have had such a broken heart over ever since I've done it.
Oh, well, that's understandable. Okay, hon. Well, and then I'm going to describe to you here, okay? There's some good news and there's some bad news. The good news is I see this dog coming back to you in this lifetime. And the bad news is it's not going to be in the same form.
Okay?
What I mean by this is physical form, okay? I feel like this dog, I don't know how they're really treating him, to be honest, but I see like this dog is, the spirit of this dog is going to be reincarnated, and it's going to come back to you somehow, and you don't normally just take and, you know, pets or anything that you find, but I feel like you're going to feel a very strong attraction when the universe presents the soul to you again, and you're going to bring in this new pet. So it may still be in the form of a dog, but not the same body. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to her the other day, and, you know, the thing of it is I had him microchipped and everything, and that's what happened. There was a dog bite, and when they microchipped him, or when they scanned the chip, it came up to me, and I had got the notice on the door, and, you know, they made it sound so urgent, like they were going to euthanize him if I didn't get with them. And I tried to explain to them that, you know, the dog wasn't with me any longer. But, you know, he's being boarded all the time because these people are very wealthy, and they're like jet setters. They're off all the time. And I just don't feel like that's what he wants. For some reason, I feel his spirit crying out to me to come and get him.
Yeah. I understand.
You're thinking that it's going to be, though, a totally different animal, but his same spirit.
Same soul, different animal.
Okay. So to just let it go and release it to the universe.
Oh, yeah. But his soul is going to return to you. That's why you keep hearing it crying out, crying out, crying out. Because
right.
this part of his life, this trauma, all this is going to transform through death. And he's going to be reborn.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Be blessed.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Once more, everyone, please check out our great specials ending tonight at midnight. They can be found on howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. And if you want to take advantage of them but you don't have internet access, you can call me after the show using my phone number at 443-319-3366. Remember, all payments can be processed online or through the telephone. All right, everyone. Well, we looks like we only have one or two callers left. Lolita, you ready to take our next couple of callers?
Mm-hmm. Yep, hold on. Erica 513-376, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Lindsay from Ohio.
Yes, hello Lindsay. How can
hello.
We help you?
I was just going to see what was in my future love life in the next few, like, 6 months or something like that, I
okay.
guess.
Okay. Well, is it 6 months or love life? Which one is it here?
All right, love life.
Okay, mm-hmm. love life. All right. Now, honey, who is this man? He keeps popping back up, but you're kind of over it anyway.
Tony.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and why is he so crazy? It's like one day he's as silly as can be, and the next day he's as serious as he can possibly be.
He used to be a cop.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, and then
okay.
His son lives in... out of state, and he's
mm-hmm.
trying to get to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I know you're kind of over it. I hate to do this to you, but yes, you do share a twin flame dynamic with him. Unfortunately, your twin flame is not completely ready yet, but I do see him becoming ready. Okay, I know you've kind of gotten over him, which would be, in any other case, the normal thing to do, considering the way his characteristics have been, and therefore the lack of his real effort in this. But I do see him getting his train on the track and moving forward with this, putting in the effort. I see this all happening before the year is out. And I really see that the two of you guys can really work it out here. However, he is going to need to earn your trust back. That is for sure.
Yeah.
Has anyone told you that he was your twin flame, Elf?
No, never. I have never even heard of that. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're both Leos.
Oh,
that
yeah.
has nothing to do with it. That has nothing to do
nothing,
with that.
What does it mean? I know you guys are
I
like
want
in
you
a
to
hurry
do-
and...
No, that's right. I just want you to do some research on it because it is
mm-hmm.
very, very different. If someone else tells you the same thing, it's a really strong dynamic relationship. It's a tug of war, and it can take years, to be quite honest.
Are more advanced than soulmates, but soulmates,
yeah.
like, yeah, okay, do you know what a soulmate is?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a twin flame... It is a step above a soulmate, basically. I mean, they're kind of all around the same feeling, but the twin flame
but you
is
have
so
a
much
tug,
more intense.
I have a tug in my heart. Like, I can feel
mm-hmm.
his strength. I can feel him.
Oh, yeah. You can feel him. You can even have conversations in your mind with him, not even know that there's the same conversations he's going through because you're having telepathic communication and not even knowing it. That's what twin flames are about. But we want you to do research because there's
so
much more behind it.
It's twin flames?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you need help and if you don't get it, you need to really have a mentor because I'm in one and it's 4 years. So you have to really understand that dynamic. And, again, you got to have thick skin. If you don't have thick skin, you better work on yourself.
And you know what draw me to him?
Boy,
he's freaking cocky. And that's why I like him.
Well, that's fine, you know, whatever the case is, but you need
and
to
and I can be cocky as much back, so that's what it is, yeah. So,
well,
but
it's more than that. It doesn't matter his sign, doesn't matter his cockiness or whatever, hon. There's more to it. It's on a spiritual level.
It
and
is,
I think
okay.
It's going to,
you know,
you got to really
want,
learn.
Can I tell you something really quick? Like, I'm a massage therapist, and in 12 years, I've never given nobody my number, and he was the only one I've given my number to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine, but you need to study what twin flame is, and you'll have a better understanding why you're doing certain things. Yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and suggest to you, honey, I want you to give me a call, get in touch with me, go to the website, get a session or a reading, but I would like to do some counseling with you on what this twin flame dynamic is and a lot more on the laws of manifestation. I know you know them, but I want to teach you how to apply them.
Yeah, I'm psychic kind of too, but I've lost it. I'm more of a medium, though, kind of.
Well, yeah. Like I said, get in touch with me because I really feel I can help you, okay?
Okay, I will. I really appreciate that.
No problem, man.
You're welcome.
You have
Thank
a good
you
one.
Very much. Okay.
You got to get studying.
I will. I've been studying too much, actually.
No, you just started your new journey, girl.
Oh, thank you.
Have
good night. Bye.
I'm on my fourth year. Have fun. Bye-bye.
Oh, geez. Bye.
All right. We got one more caller
she's
here.
She's got a great personality.
Yeah. Area code 225-454. Please state your name where you're calling from and go right into your question.
Sharon from Louisiana. Kamal.
Hello, Sharon. How can we help you?
My friend Kamal. I don't know if he likes me romantically or what
calls. You know, I think Kamal does have an attraction to you, but that boy ain't never going to do anything. I don't mean to tell you something bad here, but I got to tell you the truth, good or bad. No matter what I see from people, I have to tell them the good or the bad, you know, whatever it is. Because it's only fair to you, honey. He makes a good friend. He intends well, but he never, ever puts any real effort into doing anything that might have the slightest bit of uncertainty for him. He always has to know what's out there, what's coming up next. He may be a very spontaneous person, but that spontaneity only goes so far with him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to push the button.
I feel like, you know, if anything's going to come out of this, it's going to be because you push it or, you know, not even so much push it, but you bring it to his attention, you know. And even then, it's very questionable as to how much he might put in the way of effort.
All right. Thank you. He's not a cheap friend. I could deal with him as a friend.
Okay. I understand.
That is too funny. How do you say his name?
Kamal.
How do you spell that?
K-A-M-A-L.
K-A-M-A-L. What nationality is he?
He's African-American.
Really? He sounds like it's like an Indian name, because I'm from India. Like, that sounds so Indian.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
He's very private, but he, like, shows up every time I do an accomplishment. He whines me, dines, doesn't ask me for anything, and then he just leaves.
Well, that's good, girl. Let him wait all night right now.
Like
what
that.
Are you doing?
I don't know. You know,
you're falling for that. Have fun, girl. Let him whine and dine you all day long if he wants to do that.
Guy, we've been knowing one another for what, 4 years, 3 years, and he's never made a pass. Never.
Well, let me ask you: Do you have friends? Like, all of my friends, I have a lot of guy friends, and they all take care I'll take care of, like, me or my friends that go out no matter what. And, I mean, I consider that wine and dine in so many aspects, and there's no expectations. I guess a lot of people or a lot of women are not used to that, but if he's African, a true African-American, he's from, like, Africa or whatever, that's just their culture also. You have to understand it goes back to if he's from that country, it's a culture thing. I'm from India. It's a culture thing. Anybody Jamaican, it's a culture thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not like here. The way of life and treating women is very different.
Oh, yeah.
But
does that
I
make
think
sense?
I think he would make a nice mate.
But
I didn't
want to
mess the friendship up. I don't want to mess the friendship.
Well, don't. That's what I'm saying. Have fun with it, girl. Let it go. Let it ride its course.
Let him just take it wherever he wants. And you know what? Go with the flow, and if it becomes a little bit more serious, ask yourself if that's really what you want, you know?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, all right. Thank you
girl.
For calling in.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for taking.
Ooh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You're welcome, hon. Call us back and let us know how it goes. All right. I pushed the button too quick. I'm so sorry. Area code 619-366, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
It's Steve in California.
Hello,
California?
How can we help you?
What should I ask?
Where have you been at?
I call her so often.
How's it going?
It's going good. Hang in there. Hey, Adam, do you still see that jackpot? Remember you saw that one time?
I remember that.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, I was really feeling it that day, too. You know what? I still see you hitting the jackpot even, but I don't know when or how or you know, what time of day. I just see it.
Okay. You're no fun.
You know, and also look at it. It doesn't have to come in monetary fashion either. It can be something that you've been waiting on, whether it be career or say like a credit limit of 50 grand or 100 grand. You don't know what type of forms it can come in also, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I got it. All right.
So
thank
look
you,
at
guys.
It the broad picture instead of just the financial money in hand. It could be in any aspect of your life.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe he's been gone so long. Maybe he won the jackpot and just isn't telling us, huh? Did
Why
you win?
Sorry.
I'm just joking your chain here.
There you go.
Well, it's good hearing from you.
Thanks, Lolita.
You stay out of trouble, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh?
I promise.
I can't hear you breaking out. What did you say?
I promise.
Okay. Call a little bit more often. Don't be a stranger.
Yes. Please don't be. Well, thanks for calling in again, and we wish you the best.
Thank you, Reverend Adam.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's my buddy right there. All right. So we have a question on chat. V. Diggs has the question about what do you see coming up for finances and career. So let me ask this person, which one do you want, career or finance? Let me let them answer that question. I guess they can all intertwine, but V. Diggs, can you answer which one do you want to know, career or finance, to be more specific? You know what? Let's just go and answer both since you're the last caller. Why not?
Okay. And what's the question exactly?
What do you see coming up for finances and career?
Okay. Well, they are kind of both the same thing anyway. Okay. I see something new on the horizon for them. This is going to be somewhere around the beginning part of next month, not so much within this month. I also feel like they've been having some issues with the current place of income, sort of with the coworkers, someone that I feel may be a little bit above them in the work area as far as the ladder is concerned. And I'm feeling that even that issue is going to be silently resolved or dissolve itself over the next few days. Overall, I feel that they are going to do much better before the year is out. However, their real progress will be coming even within the beginning part of next year. This applies to their financial and to their money. I'm feeling here that there is something that they owe, or they're kind of concerned about being able to pay something on time coming up pretty soon. I do feel that the money will be there for that. You'll have a little bit on top of that, but not too much, so you're not going to be very comfortable for the next week or two, but after that you'll be so much better.
See what they say. Hold on. They're asking, am I still having to sort something out from an old boss? Yes, I'm moving into something new. I'm waiting to hear from something, and yes, it should come in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a new
mm-hmm.
opportunity is coming in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that would be the one then. I do still see that there is something with the old boss, but it's going to sift itself out this time around.
Okay, hold on, they're typing. I guess I said it all wrong, hold on. I'm confirming. I was confirming what? Okay. Okay, I got you.
mm-hmm.
Okay, this is confirming. Sorry for the confusion. That is good. Wonderful, then. We're good. good
awesome.
News, then. You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. All right. So on that note, everyone, I just wanted to... make sure you guys remind everyone tonight is a new moon. We just did a show as it was occurring. So definitely new moon is all about new beginnings. And go meditate. Go out there. Get the energy from the moon. Put your crystals out there, your anything. Whatever you want, go out there and get it and tell the universe what you want and tell the universe what you want to release. So... on that note, we're going to end the show, but make sure you guys take a look at www.howpsychic.com. We do have a $15 special for 1 hour. That's only for tonight. You got to book it before midnight. $15 for 60 minutes of a reading. You can't go wrong, especially tonight on this great new moon. Readings are very powerful on a new moon and a full moon, so definitely take advantage of that. You want anything else to add to that, Adam?
No, I'm just in agreement with you there. And once more, it is howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. All right, Lolita, do you want to make one more announcement for our friend there and their
yeah.
website?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Again, this one of... I like passing on good information to anyone that needs help. So if you guys need any help in your mortgage, your credit cards, bankruptcy, student loans, I have been dealing with a gentleman over a year, and he's fabulous. So I need to pass that information on to everyone. www.relieveyourdebt.com. It's also posted on our website and even on our show page. You might see it alternating. So on that note, everyone, I think we got someone typing. I want to make sure that we're not missing out on a question. Hold on one second. That Annie's typing here. And LaRue, everyone's typing. Call in, you guys. We got 7 minutes left. Well, they're not. It's not more. It's why it's powerful is because you're. How can I say this? Why is a reading more powerful during a moon cycle?
Mm. great question. The moon affects the water that is within our bodies. As the moon is the very cause of why we have the waves in the ocean, the moon pulls on energy and it releases its pull during a waxing. When we come to a new moon, when we come to a full moon, these are the things where the moon is pulling on the water in our bodies, on the emotions within our bodies, on the energy within our bodies, and even within the universe, a little bit more, creating a bigger intensity, which makes it a bit more easy to read and to get through energetically through one's psychic experience, gifts, you know, whatever gifts they may have. It especially affects those that are empathic because we feel. Empaths feel everything. I am empathic. And all around, you know, our bodies are made of, what, 60% water, I believe it is?
Yeah. And also, you'll notice also on your root work, when we do root work or spiritual work, it's always done on the moon phase. That's why a lot of people really look at the moon cycle, especially in Hinduism.
Oh, yeah.
Everything that a Hindu person does that people don't know, we do everything on time. It's so scientific. Like, I buy a car on certain times. You get married at a certain time. You sign agreements on a certain time. We are on Earth. We are all scientifically driven. So use those tools. Astrology is a very powerful tool, especially Vedic, because Vedic can go into stories. It goes even much deeper than that. But new moons and full moons are very powerful even to us when we do our rituals and our New Year's and everything that's followed upon a moon cycle, just like the American Indians did afterwards. So hopefully that answers your questions, hon. Interesting. Okay. You're welcome. All right. So on that note, I appreciate everyone stopping by the show tonight, and love and light and many blessings and full of gratitude. And namaste to all of you guys. Bye-bye.
Namaste. Good night.